At a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community, and then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me, and finally my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment. Satan is real.
Yes, it's the Cars Talk, as you know, on
Tufts Weekly Radio Roundup for all things the Cars.
It's actually been an incredible week in the Cars, in the Cars community. We have a third bit of a car head in our midst.
God, yes. Yes, folks.
This is Bill.
Yes, call me Bill. I'm a big Cars fan. As much as Satan is real, the Cars are real, and the Cars Talk is real, and you know, we're just big fans here. Just something before we start the first song and get this whole thing rolling, I want to bring up what I think is a travesty and what really got the whole Cars community really miffed. They were nominated for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they were not inducted. And I want to run down the list of those who were inducted instead of them. We got Cheap Trick.
They stole the first letter of the name, first of all.
The C, absolutely.
I'm going to cut you off before you finish whatever you're doing. I believe there's like a certain window when you're allowed to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, or is that just for sports?
I have no idea.
What's the rules for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think it has to be after maybe 15 or 20 years as
a rock
band.
But like, for example, like the Football Hall of Fame, I think, like after it's like been 15 or so years since you've retired, some number, like after that, you can't be inducted. So is there some date where it will be too late for the Cars to be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio?
I don't know. This is, I believe, the second time they've been nominated. I think you can be nominated many times.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. The Cars.
Unfortunately.
Hey, man. Yeah.
I should mention that this is Nate speaking.
This is Ben speaking. Kind of the leader of the group.
And something we did not mention is that you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Cars Freeform Radio.
Let's get to the music, why don't we?
Okay. I can't wait. Well, that was a hot track.
Steaming.
Not Cars level, but, you know, no. Approaching.
We're getting there.
We'd like to...
What song was that?
That was Are You Real? No question mark. By Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers.
And before that, we had Could Have Been a Lady by Hot Chocolate. Bit of a different arrangement, but...
You know, that it was what was requested.
Well, it's all right.
So, we're going to diverge from our usual area of expertise, and we actually have a side hobby here. It's Cars, the vehicle, rather than the
not,
band.
Not the band.
Although the band is kind of a vehicle for, like...
Expression.
Just, yeah, expression.
Emotion. And
intelligence.
Art, feeling. Just sentiments.
Production.
Sadness.
Oh, well, stop. Nate, what color is your car, man?
I have a brand new car. It's a Ford Focus.
That's awesome.
It's got a Bluetooth.
Hold on. Red car. Bluetooth?
I should really take it back to the shop. There seems to be a mistake. Do you know why it's called Bluetooth?
No. I'm assuming some sort of Cars reference?
It's really not. The Bluetooth software, I believe it's Scandinavian.
Mm.
You could fact check this. We have a fact checker. Do you mind looking it up?
I'll fact check it. Continue.
So, Bluetooth technology, it connects your mobile device, typically,
yes,
to some other device.
Yes.
King Bluetooth was... I believe an 11th century Norwegian king who brought together Norway and Denmark. This is not a bit.
Said to be named after King Harald Bluetooth, wow. 1910 to... Or not... Sorry, 910. 985. He united Denmark and Norway. And Bluetooth technology unifies telecommunications and computing industries.
And is the company Norwegian in nature? Or origin?
In nature? I don't know. It's got kind of a Norwegian feeling to it.
Is
Bluetooth one company or is it a concept?
I think it's one company that like developed the initial... Because there's there's like the Bluetooth logo. Ooh, I think they have a patent.
Is it a logo or a symbol?
I think it's a logo. I think it's a brand name.
Is King Bluetooth... Is that spelled the same way?
I don't... Well,
yes. It wow. is. Huh? Blue, maybe, like the words blue and
maybe two. Like the Anglicanized... But he was Norwegian or Danish. They've got a different alphabet.
Anglicanized.
And is that not the word?
I'm sure it is, but yes, I'm glad you pulled one. It out.
Well, the more you know, right? Mm. this is, you know, you won't be surprised here. Just another hot track. This track is too hot for the airwaves, it appears. So tell me more about this Bluetooth character.
I assume he wore a crown to signify his kingliness, his sovereignty.
He's telling me this guy's got sovereignty.
One can only assume.
All right, this is a hot track.
Oh,
The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical cost of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Can't really say much else about it. Kind of.
All right. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been the Cars Talk. We still got more than 20 minutes of cars talking.
Well,
that's not quite what the show is. That's not quite our premise. But you get the gist. That was Bill's first PSA reading.
I think I did a good job.
I think you did a good job as well.
I had a little bit of a slip up there in the first sentence.
Yeah, you definitely could have been better.
Well,
it was your first time.
Yeah, there's better next time.
Better next time. But Bill, since this is your first time on the show,
yeah,
there's this thing we like to do, you know, with guests or new timers on the show. It's a segment we like to call
Car Trouble.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so
I'm coming into this knowing nothing.
He knows nothing.
You know nothing?
I know nothing.
Know nothing about what?
About the cars.
About the you said at the beginning of the hour that you were a cars aficionado.
That was one of my patented Bill jokes.
Of
course I know about the cars.
I'd like to set the record straight and say last week, as a lot of you probably know, there's been a lot of buzz about it on the cars forums and such. There was actually a bit of a illegal maneuver in the last car.
Right. I do want to review rules for those listening at home and for you, Bill.
Maybe you can play along at home as well.
Yeah, you can play along at home.
Please do.
You can call in, tell us what you think the answer to. So the premise of the show, of the segment, is we ask you a trivia question about the cars, and then you answer the trivia question about the cars. And you cannot use the internet. You cannot phone a friend. You cannot reference a note sheet or a biography on the cars. All of that is illegal.
And I wouldn't, you know, because I'm not a cheater.
Ooh.
I'm not a cheater like great. Beth.
Great. So, with that in mind, here is your car trouble. The question. So the question is, what was the name of the band that formed in 2005? With two members of the Cars, two members of Journey, one member of Meatloaf's band.
Oh, yeah.
And they performed both classic car songs along with some new original material. What was the name of this band?
I'll tell you right now, Nate, if he doesn't get it, he's an idiot.
He's no Cars fanatic if he doesn't get it.
It's not coming off the top of my head. Can I get a hint on this?
You're going to have to, you have to think about it a little bit. You didn't even have time to think about the entire question. You need to think about it.
So we got two from Journey. We got two from Cars. We got one from Meatloaf.
Yes. What is the name of that band?
Not the food, by the way.
Meatloaf. Yeah, there's a lot of...
The artist.
Journey, not the noun. Not the thing you go on. The band.
All the things I mentioned earlier, Cars, Journey, Meatloaf.
All nouns.
They're all bands.
All nouns.
They're all things.
Can we just say... Is that a coincidence, Nate?
I think he's diverting from the question.
I think from knowing their place in the English language being nouns, I would...
What's the name?
Are they called the nouns?
They're not called the nouns. Do you give up?
I give up.
The name of that band was The New Cars.
Hey, you're telling me they got that new car smell.
Ooh.
Back to the music.
said.
I was tired. We had walked and we had scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders in the blue August moon. We went surging down the wires, through the towns and on the highways, through the storms in all their thundering. The blue August moon, in the cool August moon. Then we rested in a desert where the bones were white as tinsel, and we saw St. Elmo's fire spitting.
I'm looking up.
Woo-hoo.
I got my head checked by a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing is. No.
Woo-hoo.
When I feel heavy metal.
Woo-hoo.
And I'm pins and I'm needles. Well, I lie and I'm easy all of the time, but I'm never sure why I need you.
Pleased to meet you.
I got
it down.
It's not my problem. It's not my problem. And I'm pins and I'm needles. And I lie and I'm easy all of the time, but I'm never sure why I need you.
Why I need you?
Yeah. Mmm. Trippin' off the beat kinda, drippin' off the meat grinder. Hit diner, pimpin', strippin' soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with the switchitis. Subtle lip, bubble lip, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine tits though. Pour the wine, hoard a grind, quarter nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad she made a brethren. Then it's last style, seven alligator, seven. At the gates of heaven, knocking, no answers. Flow dancer, hopeless romancer, dopest flow stanzas. Yes, no villain, metal face to destro. Guess so, still incredible in escrow. Just say ho, I'll test the yayo. Wild West style fest, y'all best to lay low. Hey bro, day glow, set the bet, pay dough. Before the cheddar get away, best to get mako. The worst hated god who perpetrated odd favors, demonstrated in the perforated rod lavers. In all quad flavors, Lord save us! Still back in the game like Jack LaLanne. Don't you know the name? Don't rack your brain on a fast track to half insane. Either in a slow beat or that, this beat of Wrath of Cain. Laughter, pain, talk to him, bong lit in the booth with the best host. Doing bong hits on the roof with the West Coast. He's at it again, mad at the pen. Glad that we win a tad fat in a bad hat for men. Grind the cinnamon, Manhattan warmongers. You can find the villain in satin. Congas, the van screeches, the old man preaches about the gold sand beaches.
The cold hand reaches for the old panelistas. Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call,
na na na.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been another great episode of Car Talk. We're getting a lot of calls tonight. Unfortunately, we don't have time to answer any of them.
It's really too bad.
Too late. It's too bad.
Because you know we love all of our fans.
We love our fans.
We and do we love that fans. You share this enthusiasm with us.
We love the blinking light that goes off whenever anyone calls.
There it is right now.
You know what? No need to focus on the haters. I like to turn my back to them. This is one of my personal favorite segments, guys. I'm gonna tell you just how it is. It's one of my favorite segments.
Give me the lowdown.
There's a lot of members of the Cars, more than I think anyone can count. And so
more and more each year.
It's true.
It keeps
they
increasing
multiply
without bound,
exponentially,
like an infection.
Like a some may say, like a virus. Like
what was that movie that you liked so much about the illness? Matt Damon may have been
Contagion?
In it.
Juno?
Just like Contagion.
Just like Contagion.
The enthusiasm for the Cars spreads until you die.
I love the Cars. I love Contagion. But you know what? There's so many Cars. Sometimes you just gotta say, who's the best one?
Mm.
Now, this is just for this week. The Car of the Week is the segment.
Yes.
I'd like to tell you about a man. He released his first solo album in 1982 called Beatitude. You know who I'm talking about. A man named Rick Ocasek.
Oh,
That's how you say it.
That's how you say it. Rick Ocasek. This guy, he's actually in the band The Cars. He, his occupation is musician. He's also a singer, and he also is a songwriter, and he also is a record producer.
And so many things.
He does it all. He really does it all.
And get this.
A renaissance man.
He's been active since 1973, all right? Just try to wrap your minds around that. Imagine being active in the year 1973.
Congratulations, Rick. You are our Car of the Week. Round of applause.
Rick, we love you.
And once again, just special shout out to his spouse, Paulina.
Well, it's just about that time of the show again. The end.
My favorite part of the show.
It's a fan favorite. We've
I actually think all these calls are requesting more of the end.
I think they're going to request that we stop. And they will soon get what they want.
The people have spoken.
We've got time for about one more song, I should say. It's going to be a good song. You're not going to be disappointed.
And once again, we hope
that
this was just what you needed. Kick it, man.
We're kicking it.
This is something new. The Casper Slide Part 2 featuring the Platinum Band. And this time, we're going to get funky. 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 Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands.
It's the remix.
To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's start. Left foot, let's start. Cha-cha, real smooth. Turn it up. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time.
Now, y'all.
One hop this time. One hop. It's time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left.
The calls are coming slide from all directions.
Chris the listeners cannot help but to call in. I think we'll play him out on this song. This has been a mess.
I think we're all in car trouble this week. End it. Just end it. End the show. Put on the robot.
Thank you, listeners, once again, for listening to Car.
What a horrible time.
Forever.
Baby, 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 baby.